key Senate vote on health care.
This is one of those votes that will go down in history.
Texas deaths shine light on smuggling.
More people more desperate than ever, willing to take greater risks than ever to come to this country.
Tech firm offers chip implant to employees.
This provides a whole new level of security for your sensitive data.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, an ailing member of the U.S. Senate returns to Washington today for an important vote on health care. John McCain, battling brain cancer, will be there to vote on whether to begin debating a measure to repeal and replace Obamacare. CBS's Nancy Cordes says even if debate opens, it's not clear where things will go from there.
Why would I make a decision on the bill if they won't even tell me what's in the bill?
Republicans and Democrats expressed confusion Monday about the vote they're about to take.
Considering a bill that has not been written, published, and disclosed to the American people is just wrong.
Technically, the bill they are voting on today is the health care bill the House passed by one vote in May.
But the ayes are 217, the nays are 213.
Back then, the Senate called it dead on arrival, and the president called it mean. But now, Senate Republicans are struggling to cement their own plan. So GOP leaders want senators to vote to move to the House bill, promising them they can then change it however they want. Some Republicans are balking at the scattershot approach, leading the White House to turn on the pressure. Vice President Pence went on Alaska TV to lean on one possible swing vote, Senator Lisa Murkowski.
Now it's time for Congress to do their job and be as good as our word.
For the second time in as many days, President Trump has attacked his attorney general on Twitter, showing the signs of a deepening rift. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
After calling Jeff Sessions the beleaguered AG yesterday, this morning Mr. Trump tweets the attorney general has taken a very weak position on Hillary Clinton crimes and intel leakers. The president asks, where is the investigation, AG? This is an extraordinary public rebuke of a cabinet member, not to mention a man who was the first Senate Republican to endorse Mr. Trump. Aides to Sessions say he has no intention of resigning, that today he was up before dawn at work at 6 a.m. undaunted. Well, these tweets also mark another reversal for the president. Immediately after the election, he said he didn't want to hurt Hillary Clinton. And now he's suggesting her, quote, crimes should again be the subject of a Justice Department investigation. Steve?
Well, Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner returns to Capitol Hill today. It's another closed-door session on Russia, this time with House members. CBS's Margaret Brennan says it comes a day after his meeting with Senate staffers.
During closed testimony to Senate investigators, Jared Kushner detailed four encounters with Russian contacts and said they had nothing to do with Russia's attempt to influence the 2016 election.
I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
Kushner spent more than 2 hours detailing face-to-face conversations with influential Russians.
The Kremlin said today it did not order one of those meetings Kushner mentioned with a powerful Russian banker. Kushner indicated it was set up by Russia's ambassador to the U.S. There's been new court action in the case of 1,400 Iraqis who are due to be deported. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
A federal judge in Michigan has halted the mass deportation after lawyers argued that the immigrants face persecution in Iraq because they're considered ethnic and religious minorities there. The judge agreeing that such people should not be cast out of the U.S. without having their day in court.
So it's a huge win for us.
Nadine Yusuf Kalashow from the group Code Legal Aid.
All of these people are protected until they are heard in immigration court, which is great news.
The decision effectively means no Iraqi nationals can be deported for several months, not yet known if the government will appeal. Steve?
Well, survivors are telling some of what happened inside a tractor trailer that became a sweltering death chamber for 10 immigrants. CBS's Mark Strassman is in San Antonio.
When Auden Lara Vega and six people climbed into the back of the trailer in Laredo, Texas, he says it was pitch black and already full. An hour into the trip, Vega says people started crying and asking for water. As the trailer got hotter, he says people fell into despair. Investigators estimate more than 100 people were packed inside the truck. Temperatures climbed well above 100 degrees. People shared a single breathing hole in the wall.
The driver of that big rig faces smuggling charges. Israel has taken new steps at a disputed holy site. Here's CBS's Robert Berger.
Israel has dismantled metal detectors that sparked Palestinian riots at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa here in Jerusalem, the site Jews call the Temple Mount. U.S. Ambassador David Friedman.
It's important sometimes to get out ahead of things, so I think we did, and to defuse the situation very quickly.
But it's not defused yet. Muslim officials have urged Palestinians to stay away from the mosque until they assess new Israeli security measures. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
An 18-year-old California woman could face life in prison. Abdulia Sanchez was live streaming on Instagram at the wheel of a car when she crashed, killing her younger sister, Lieutenant Chuck Mosley of the State Highway Patrol.
That in and of itself should be a wake-up call to anybody who believes that they can operate a vehicle while talking on their phone or videoing themselves or any other method of distraction.
She's charged with vehicular manslaughter and drunk driving. SeaWorld says the last killer whale born in captivity has died at its park in San Antonio. The three-month-old whale was being treated for an infection. At one tech company, a show of hands might mean a lot more than it does anywhere else.
I'm Gary Nunn. Three Square Market, developer of software used in vending machines, beginning next month will offer its workers the option of having a microchip implanted between the thumb and forefinger. The chips would let employees who volunteer to take part pay for purchases, open doors, share business cards, and store medical information, even log on to their computers, all with the wave of a hand. The $300 implant fee would be picked up by the company, which claims there's no GPS tracking capability yet. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
Pop star Justin Bieber says he loves his fans and hates to disappoint them.
What do you mean?
But there's bound to be some disappointment. He's canceled the Asia leg of his world tour due to what's being called unforeseen circumstances. He's been on the road for more than a year. Can you worry yourself to death? CBS's Jim Shenevy looks at the results of a new study.
Hypochondriacs worry about their health so much you might think it could lead to an early death. And in fact, some previous studies suggested as much. But researchers at the University of Rochester Medical Center have found the reverse is true. Hypochondriacs in general have a lower risk of dying. True, their high levels of anxiety over their health can lead to stress-related maladies, but they also tend to take better care of themselves and seek medical care and advice more often. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Well, the Girl Scouts are going to offer 23 new badges that focus on science, technology, engineering, and math achievements. Others focus on robots, race car, and aviation design. There will be offerings for the youngest and oldest Scouts. Members themselves had a say in what they were interested in. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.